Hi, I'm Kimberly, and I will be introducing for Mr. Termes, and he did not know. So don't hear from me, because these podcasters have recipes, jokes, poems, and more. And a special reminder that it is Miss Robin's birthday on January 24th. So let's sing happy birthday to Miss Robin.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Miss Robin. Happy birthday to you.
Enjoy the podcast. To Game Your Genius with Ryan and the gang. Today we have me, Kelly, Ryan, Kimberly, and Vivian. And today we'll be talking about Where's My Water? And let's see what they think. Let's pass it on to them for what they think about the game.
So you guys like Where's My Water? Can you give us some details?
Well, I like Where's My Water because an alligator is trying to find water and well, it's just awesome for me.
I like Where's My Water? They have poison, has some green scum things, and they have videos on DisneyChannel.com.
Well, let's talk about some questions right now. What is the game mostly about?
Well, it's mostly about an alligator trying to find water to shower, but the water is, the obstacles are they trap the water, and there's really pipes and holes to you need to get it to the alligator.
Well, it's just mainly about the alligator trying to find water for a shower, so let's pass it on to Vivian.
There's an alligator named Swampy. He's trying to find water, so you have to use the iPod or smartphone. Other tablet so you can play.
But what is mostly the main thing?
Just trying to get water for the alligator. Come on.
Well, I don't think we need to ask that question. Well, what version do you guys like? I know there's the evil one and the good one.
I like Where's My Water, Frankenweenie.
I like the normal one.
Me too, I like the normal one better.
How many characters are there and which one do you like?
Swampy.
Wow, all the same thing. Well, how do you play it?
Well, I just follow the instructions and just try to play.
Follow the instructions.
I just use my iPad. I dig the tunnels with my finger and try to avoid the poison and the obstacle and the green scum thing to the pipe, and so Swampy could take a shower.
Well, that's all we have for today. Come back next week for another Game of Genius.
Hi, my name is Vivian, and it's time for poetry. The poem name is Jack Frost by Gabriel Sitoon. The door was shut as door should be before you went to bed last night. Yet Jack Frost has got in, you see, and left your window silver white. He must have waited till you slept, and not a single word he spoke, but penciled o'er the pain and crept away again before you woke. And now you cannot see the hills nor fields that stretch beyond the lane, but there are fairer things than these, his finger traced on every pane. That is all, and I hope you like it, and bye.
Rockets, my name is Jaylene, and welcome to Pet Talk. I have some information for dog owners. All dogs must be licensed to the city of Rosemead. Licenses are required to be renewed every year. Dog licenses can be purchased at the Rosemead Public Safety Center. You can only have 3 dogs. All dogs must be on a leash at all times on streets and in parks. Dog barking must be controlled at all times. It is recommended for dog owners to carry a plastic bag while walking their dog, and no chaining or restraining the dog for more than 2 hours a day. Thanks for listening, Rice Rockets, and see you next time for more Pet Talk.
Hi, this is Miss Robin. I like to teach science to many of the classes in this school, and I have a science information for you. Most of my classes right now are learning about matter, what makes everything. Matter is everything that you can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. And it takes up space. It takes up room. And matter is made out of the tiniest things. They're called atoms. They're so tiny that if you look at a storybook and you read it and you come to the end of a sentence and you see a period, inside that period, the ink is made out of billions of atoms. They're so tiny.
Michelle, I'm going to give you the 7 habits tip. Do you usually talk a lot? If so, try listening to others this week and only talk when you have finished listening. Listening to words sometimes someone is saying is only a small part of being a good listener. You must also learn to listen to body language and tone of voice and try to understand the feelings of the person who is speaking. Well, that's it, folks. Tune in again for the 7 Habits.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kelly's Recipe, and I am Kelly, the cooking queen. Today, we'll be making my one and all favorite dessert, cake pops. You'll be over here. I have some cake crumbs, some whipped cream, and some popsicle sticks. Also, some candy melts and sprinkles. So let's get started. You'll be needing some cake. All you do is just get some cake and crumble it like I am doing it right now. Then you add some whipped cream and mix it together with a spatula or a whisk. And then when it gets all sticky, grab them one by one and roll them into like meatballs. And then when you're done, you should have put them on a baking sheet with wax paper on it. And then you put them in the freezer so they could freeze completely. And then when you take them out, just dip them in candy melts and then poke them into the cake balls. And then you put it in the freezer again so the chocolate and the cake balls will popsicle stick that was in the cake balls stick. I just took them out of the freezer and they look delicious. Let's have a try. They also taste delicious. So let's just dip the cake pops into the candy melts and sprinkle some sprinkles on top. And let's put them back into the freezer so the chocolate could cool down. And then take them out and they look delicious. And that's all I have for this week. Come back next week for another recipe.
Hi, I'm Kimberly and welcome to Kimberly's Laugh Attack, and I will share some jokes today. You can drink a drink, but you can't food a food. What do elves learn in school? They learn the alphabet. But that's all today, folks. Come back next time for more jokes.
Thanks for listening. And a reminder, on February 10th, it'll be Chinese New Year. Stay in touch and stay in tune, and we'll see you down the line.